This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Now, Michael, I've got a treat for us.
All right.
I had a fantastic interview. Have you ever heard of Postmodern Jukebox?
Yes, and I love what they do.
They're so fantastic.
It's, I don't know. Obviously, people have been doing covers of songs for years.
For years and years.
But they do it in a really unique and stylish way.
Absolutely. Well, I spoke to Scott Bradley because they're coming to Australia.
Yeah.
They're doing a tour. So I spoke to Scott Bradley, who created them.
Great.
Let's have a listen.
Where is it? I want to listen.
Scott Bradley, welcome to Mad Wednesdays. It's lovely to have you joining us. Where are you at the moment?
Very excited to be here. Right now, at the moment, I am in Nashville.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So it is evening over here. And I guess it's morning over. I don't know. I can't tell time.
Yeah. When we're dealing from one country to the other, it gets confusing all around, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We are really excited to have your postmodern jukebox making its way here to Australia with the many, many, many different types of music. I know it's not your first time here to Australia, but with all the different types of music and sounds that you bring along for the ride. How did you decide to go from I'm working on my own music to I want to create this huge thing that's gone worldwide?
Well, you know, it kind of came out of necessity in the sense, you know, I moved to New York City and I was trying to be a jazz pianist and I was having trouble finding work. And when I did get work, people didn't seem to listen. So I remember that there was this thing that I used to do when I was a kid. It was always fun, you know, for my friends, where I would take the songs that they liked, that were modern songs, and play them as jazz or ragtime or these old styles of music. So I decided to record myself doing that and put it on YouTube. And the video went viral. So I was thinking, like, wow, there's something here. Like, there's something that's interesting to people. So I started inviting my friends that were also talented musicians to kind of be a part of this, you know, crazy experiment where we took all these pop songs and played them as old jazz, you know, blues and all that stuff. And gradually it developed over time. We kept getting all these viral hits and it turned into this amazing community of artists to the point that now we have about 60 or 70
wow.
artists that tour with us and do our videos. And, you know, some things haven't changed. Like, I still record in my living room. It's just, you know, a bigger living room these days. But we've also turned it into, like, a real-life, you know, kind of phenomenon where we're doing these shows around the world, hundreds of shows a year, and bringing all these talented performers that you see on the channel in real life to, you know, perform for these audiences.
Is it a little bit of a dream come true for a musician to be able to play with styles in this way and to be able to take, you know, not just modern songs, but you take a lot of retro songs as well, TV theme, things like that, and to be able to repurpose them and create a new platform for people to discover new themes of music that they wouldn't have experienced otherwise?
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely a dream come true to be able to, you know, have a platform like this to reach so many people and to share the music that we love with them. You know, I think that I think everybody somehow appreciates in some sense, you know, all the timelessness of the music from the 40s and 50s and 60s.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, most people don't know the repertoire.
Yeah.
So we can solve that by, you know, taking these songs that everybody knows that are very familiar to, you know, to the current generations coming up, as well as older generations, and then kind of flip them to these older styles. So, yeah, this has been very cool.
Do you work with the group that are working on the song? Do you kind of work on it together, or do you create it yourself and then put it to them?
I mean, I think that every great project is collaborative in some sense. You know, I'll generally have the idea for arrangements, and I'll, you know, write a lot of music and stuff. But, you know, that said, you know, part of the reason I'm bringing these talented people in is because they're creative themselves.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll get some ideas from, you know, the singers that we're working with. They might have an idea for, you know, what to do at a certain part of the song or something like that, or any kind of like breakdown or call and response or stuff like that. So I really like to kind of empower them to, you know, do what makes them so great.
Do you have one favorite? I can't even just pick one. I play them a lot. I do a trivia, and I play a lot of the covers.
Nice.
I try to get people to guess the songs, and it's always really entertaining because a lot of people struggle, or they hear the melody in there and then they get it immediately, and it's so much fun to see people trying to figure it out.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's really cool. But, I mean, I've got plenty of favourites. Do you have any that you kind of just love or love the process of more than some of the others?
I don't know. I guess it's hard to say. I don't know if I have an outright favourite one. I think we have some where I think we just nailed it, you know? And even like some of the recent ones that we've done, where I'm like, just to listen to it, I'm like, wow, this came out so great. You know, everybody sounds so good, and this style really works, you know, and it's catchy and everything. But yeah, I think that, you know, I think that the smart answer would be, I love all my children equally.
that way you're not upsetting anyone at all.
There we go, right? Yeah.
Now, you're going to be heading here to Australia. This is not the first time that you've done that, is it?
No, this will be the third time to Australia.
So what can people expect? You're not going to obviously be bringing all 60 musicians with you, are you?
No, we bring like a group of about 12 performers. And but, you know, 12 performers, and all of them represent kind of different styles, you know, that we have. So we'll have a, you know, great soul singer and a great jazz singer and an amazing tap dancer and, yeah, all these other people from my channel. So it kind of feels like a big extended field trip. You know, it's like a class trip. Like, you know, you're in school and everybody's traveling together. And, you know, by the end of the tour, it's really cool to see how, you know, everybody, these are amazing, talented people, and having them work together, you know, to see kind of, by the end of the show, I mean, everybody's so tight. Everybody is so well, you know, it's just a well-oiled machine. It's really inspiring to see these artists work together.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to having you here on our shores, because it's always fantastic and everyone gets really excited. But before you go, I want to ask you, I know you know, you've probably always got a lot of ideas in your head and you're working on a lot of different types of styles of music, but what's next for you after the touring or with working with this? What else have you got going on in your brain?
Well, this project has kind of exceeded even what I think I dreamed of in the early days. So, we've got so many exciting things that are kind of, you know, on tap for this project alone, that's been keeping me super busy.
Yeah.
So, you know, this project still keeps inspiring me and everything like that. But at the same time, you know, I'm trying to also work on some other stuff as well. And one of the things that I've worked on is a book. So I've got a book that's going to be, you know, hopefully come out in the spring. Well, kind of telling the story of, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to kind of live my dreams and take what I'm passionate about and make it into this career. So, you know, if there's any kind of advice that I can give people, I want to try to do that.
That's absolutely awesome. And you know what? For other people out there who are thinking, what makes the perfect cover? Maybe I can do that. What's your tips for them?
I think that, you know, covers traditionally were about trying to kind of mimic the original. I think that it's more interesting if you just do something completely that contrasts with the original, you know, something completely different. And that's, I think a great cover kind of takes the song, takes the existing song and honors it, but at the same time shows a whole different side of it. And that's what we try to do with Postmodern Jukebox.
That was Scott Bradley from Postmodern Jukebox.
I really like them. They're very, very good, aren't they? This is a great interview as well,
so
by the way.
Thank you.
Very good. Now, when are they on?
They're coming. So they're going to be in Victoria on the 22nd of September. But they're doing all of Australia. They're doing 22nd of September at the Palais Theatre.
Yeah.
In Brisbane on the 23rd at the Tivoli. In Torrensville on the 24th at the Theberton Theatre. And that's in South Australia. And in New South Wales, they're in Thirroll at the Anita Theatre on the 26th.
Nice one, Thirroll.
Thirroll. Yeah.
Thirroll Test.
I absolutely love.
They are really great. Well, we've got one of their tracks.
Do you want to play one?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Yes.
I've got one. Hang on here.
All right, I'm ready. Postmodern Jukebox on Joy.
Let's
and
have a
this probably takes to the news.
Low! Can touch us one time.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.